listen to this. There was a plan to protect art at one point in Vietnam, not lose it, with hopes of saving the art treasures of Vietnam during the war. But the Museum of Fine Arts in Hanoi is now finding that it's holding on to copies. There's some speculation about what has actually happened to the original works of art. We're going to go now to the BBC's arts reporter, Lawrence Pollard. He's been watching this story. Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi there. Nice to talk to you.
Now, what exactly is going on in Hanoi? How did the loss of these works of art come about?
Well, what's interesting is that you remember, for example, kind of the time of the invasion of Baghdad as well and all the problems with
exactly.
The museum there. Before any conflict, there's a big amount of military planning that's going on. But also, there are sort of, less important people, less important you kind of think, but actually it becomes more important when it comes along because you're talking about culture, who have to think, well, what are you going to do with culture? I'm speaking to you from London. Here in London during the Second World War, the British hid their National Gallery in salt mines, slate mines, actually, in Wales, right? So it all gets crated
right.
up and it goes off. Now, when the Vietnamese were threatened, as they were, with being possibly bombed back into the Stone Age, they thought, okay, we'd better put our culture under wraps, okay? So they binned up all their stuff, put it in caves in the jungle. But then the communist authorities thought, that's a bit of a propaganda defeat. We don't want to be seen to be kneeling before the Yankee. We want to actually have our museum open. And so they told the director, really sorry, you've got to protect all the culture, but we still want to keep the museum open. Bit of a problem. So they got round it brilliantly by asking living artists to paint copies of the paintings that were being put in the jungles.
But,
and if they couldn't find a living artist, they got their restoration people to do a copy. And they put all the copies on the wall.
But don't they have a tradition? Isn't there a tradition within the art world of Vietnam, excuse me for sounding so clumsy, within the art tradition of Vietnam, isn't there a sort of respect for copies and that it isn't necessarily
in
value?
No, that's very true. But bear in mind that a lot of these artists had been trained at the École des Beaux-Arts, as it was called, under the French Empire, the French colonial. So they'd been, I went to an exhibition here in London, actually, recently, of Vietnamese art, and a lot of it was kind of, very sort of agitprop stuff. But it's not painted like Soviet art. Quite a lot of this stuff was painted like a Renoir. So it looked like a really politically angry Impressionist, if you can imagine anything that strange. But what happened, unfortunately, and the reason for this, for the reason this problem is that you get a museum of copies, you get all the real stuff hidden in the jungle. Then everyone sort of forgets which is which, precisely because it doesn't actually matter that much to them. You make an absolutely right point, Catherine. There are different ideas of authenticity and individual expression. And so if there are two versions of a painting, well, there's just two versions of the painting. The problem arises when you want to start selling this stuff, right? Because if you want a market, just like you want a housing market or a financial market or a derivatives market.
Who's selling it, though?
There's a kind of, there is a world market. People will buy stuff that they think either is pretty or, to be perfectly honest, more often they will think, that's a good investment. So people start looking at sort of, minority art worlds like Vietnamese art. And slowly, slowly, it has emerged. Some of the real stuff has been stolen, or rather has been sold quietly. And in fact, the story emerged because the son of a great Vietnamese painter was looking at a catalogue of a Russian museum and saw a painting by his dad, went to his dad, said, Dad, is this by you? And his dad says, yes, it is actually, but I thought it was hanging in Hanoi. And it turns out that it was hanging in Hanoi and in Moscow. And there's the same situation with paintings that have ended up in Singapore, that have ended up in Japan. Absolutely bizarre. But you see, the reason that it becomes a crisis is because the art market wants a reliable market. They want paintings that they can say, this is by such and such a man, done at such and such a time, it's worth such and such amount of money. You see what I'm saying? So you kind of, it's the market that's complaining about it, the art market. And so they've gone back to the gallery, and the gallery, in effect, this obviously isn't a quote, said, yes, we were wondering when someone would find out about this. And it's kind of emerged. But your point about different, what people are really interested in is absolutely true. It's not a scandal in Vietnam like it would be a scandal in America or in Britain. It's just different attitudes. But it's an interesting little historical sidelight on this sort of little bit of cultural history. Really.
And we think at this point maybe half of the paintings that are up on the walls in the Museum of Fine Arts are copies?
Indeed. There is a professor at the Art Institute of Chicago who has studied this and who told the BBC, told us here, that, yes, she estimated at least half of the stuff that is on the museums of the Institute of Fine Art in Hanoi will be the copies. Now, you see, notice that I don't say fake there. I say copy. There's a bit of a subtle difference. You've got the original, a copy, and then an outright fake.
All right. Well, for all of these fine art distinctions, we thank you for your time.